I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, I've realized something, Mike Harmon.
What's that, buddy?
You're going to say I'm crazy, but I've realized something.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah, hit me.
I am the best kind of World Baseball Classic fan.
How do you mean by that? What brought you to this conclusion?
I am the best kind of fan for this. I'm the absolute best. And it's really, there's no arguing it. Right now, bottom of the seventh inning, mm-hmm. Japan leads United States 3-1. United States has six more outs to try to win the World Baseball Classic. But I am the best kind of fan, and here's why. Because if we win, and I say we, the United States, because I'm from here, I have that kind of proprietary thing I can say. I'm from here, we're playing, we can win. If we win, great. If we lose, I don't really care. So I'm the best. I don't have to worry about heartbreak or thinking about how emotional and staying up all night and worrying about stuff. I'm the best kind of fan because if we lose, if we win, that's great. And if we lose, I don't care. That's the best, man.
No, that's a good place to be.
That is the
There's
absolute
no question
best.
About it. Absolutely.
What a fan I am, man. They should be writing me letters saying, hey, sorry we screwed your season with the whole Edwin Diaz thing, but hey, thanks for being such a fan. And hey, if you win, lose, all right. I can be happy when they win, and if they lose, it's not that big a deal.
Well, I mean, that's just it, and it really kind of flows with your earlier analysis after the Edwin Diaz injury and how salty you were and saying that you could appreciate the spectacle of the World Baseball Classic, but it would never win your heart because you lost Edwin Diaz. Because no matter what happens today in these final outs after Goldschmidt grounds into a weak double play, MVP, my! just what I needed you most. And Mike Trout, real half-assed job of selling what might have been a hit by pitch.
All right, well,
could have done
let's
it,
wait.
But he didn't. But
let's
anyway,
wait.
But to
it's
your point,
it's not over yet. It's not over yet. It's not.
Well, but
out.
That inning is.
No, we had that's true. The inning is over. Yes, the
failure
inning,
by the both of those.
The inning is over. Yes,
but the point being that after this game, win, lose or draw, you still don't have Edwin Diaz.
No, I don't. I don't.
And you have a whole season to look forward to. You've got a new episode of Ted Lasso. I have not gotten a chance to watch today's release just yet. That'll be the post-show experience.
Mike, I'm sure Jason will spoil it.
Here's a spoiler. There was soccer played. Oh, that spoiler.
How dare you?
You
just screwed that all up for me. But, no, I mean, we've got this. We've got a little bit of NBA action going on. The Clippers are in action. So, you know, we've got some basketball.
You said NBA, though.
Well, you know what? They still rank. They're still there. They have not been eliminated from postseason consideration just yet. So we've got that going for us. And really, hope springs eternal. You know, the sun has not found its way to Los Angeles, but maybe it did wherever you are and wherever you may be listening.
See,
maybe
buddy,
in Jason's heart.
Buddy, I think you are not really grasping how momentous of a moment this is, because how many fans can sit there and say, hey, when my team wins, I'm excited, and if they lose, I don't care.
Well,
and
part of that is maturity and pragmatism.
No, but I mean, unless
that four-letter word that I use so frequently here on the show.
If you're a Lions fan, normally I get it because when they win, hey, okay, that's not expected.
That's
when
a
they
bonus.
Lose, hey, it's okay. I'm expecting to lose. But like for most of the other teams, it's like, hey, when they win, oh man, it was so awesome. I was so happy, and I was talking smack and cursing out people I knew and sending crazy ass texts. And then when they lost, oh, I couldn't go to sleep, and I was up all night, and I had a sandwich, and I went for a drive, and I was so mad. I'm never gonna get over this loss. No, just think about that. How I can be excited when they win, and if they lose, yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, it's a pretty good place to be in. I mean,
I wish
really.
I could be that way for the Jets and the Mets, but I'm not. But I'm that way here. I'm like, okay, all right. If the USA pulls out a win here, okay. If not, I'm moving on. I'm moving on to the regular season in a few days. I'm excited, all that. I'm moving on, my car. It's a very difficult thing to do, but I can do it.
No, that's good. I mean, look, that's emotional maturity. It's showing that you're crossing some other bridge into the next phase of your life. And maybe you'll get to that level with the Mets, the Jets, and the Knicks at some point where that singular loss doesn't crush your soul the same way we've watched it and experienced it with you, these many years.
Ooh, I don't know, man. Would that ever get to me where
no, I think that would kill you.
Me?
Oh, I think that would mean that you've given up on life.
Yeah.
And I can't have you do that, buddy. I need you to be with us. Stay with us.
No.
Don't go to the light, man.
No, I'm here, buddy. I'm here. I'm here, buddy. It's all good. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So we'll have more on the World Baseball Classic.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, what's up, Frostburg?
I'm with you now. I hate the World Baseball Classic, man.
Why do you hate it now? Why are you there?
Because we're down 3-1.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, this thing stinks.
You're going to be upset, right? If we lose, you're going to be
damn right
upset.
I am.
But here's
exactly.
the thing.
There you
but
go.
Here's
country
the thing
first.
Tommy Lasorda, from wherever he is in the great beyond,
he's
yelling
he's in
that
blue
right
heaven,
now.
Baby. Blue heaven.
In blue heaven right now, he's going, come on, root for your country.
I can.
It's your duty.
Jason.
I'm telling you.
Jason.
The very first time we had, it was what, 2009, right? Was that the first one? I think 2009 was the first World Baseball
Sounds
Classic.
About right.
And I can still hear his voice. I was filling in for Dan Patrick at ESPN. And Tommy Lasorda was coming on. He was one of the ambassadors of the first World Baseball Classic. And the one thing you can say, well, not the one thing, but you can always say I'm consistent. I've always been, hey, I'm not quite the biggest fan of the World Baseball
that
Classic because I don't want guys to get hurt. And I've seen Mets players get other players get hurt. Why are we doing this? Why? It's a fake, made-up thing that we're having just because we're trying to figure out a way to boost Major League Baseball, right? So Tommy Lasorda comes on, And I remember talking to the producer. And I said, hey, I said, it's going to be okay that I disagree with Tommy. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. Tommy's up. You think Tommy doesn't want to fight with you on this? No, Tommy's going to be great. I said, okay, great. So Tommy goes on to go, hey, Tommy, how you doing? Jason Smith, blah, blah, blah. I said, so we touched our World Baseball Classic. And I said, you know, Tommy, I got to say, I'm not the biggest fan because, and I didn't even get into my reasoning. I thought at least he would let me say, I'm worried about the players getting hurt. I don't want players on my team getting hurt. And he just stopped right away, like he was my grandfather. He stopped, Jason. And my first thought is, well, at least he knows my name. That's good. But he keeps saying it over, Jason, you got to listen to me, Jason. I go, okay, Tommy, Jason. I said, oh, now I got to let you talk because you're just going to say my name until I stop talking. So I can still hear his voice in my head. Jason, his performance. You talk about his performance? Jason. Like, all right, Tommy. And he talked about it. You know, it was the greatest thing in the world. He loved it. And I get it. I get that people love the World Baseball Classic. And I liked it. I would have liked it a little bit more if Edwin Diaz didn't get hurt and knocked out for the season. I would have liked that more. But that's kind of where I am. Hey, would I like to see us win? Yes, I'd love to see it. But if we don't win, it's almost like the Olympics, right? When you get caught up, and so all of a sudden we have to drop what we're doing and we are all in on every single Olympic event. No, I can't do that, right? I can't treat the two-man luge the same way I treat ice hockey, right? I just can't do it. But if I'm watching the two-man luge or something, I'm rooting for the – I want the United States to win. That's great. But if the United States doesn't win, I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to win. Somebody else is going to win. That's okay. And I'm on to the next event, on to the next thing. I can do – that's kind of how I am right now. As big a baseball fan as I am, and I don't think there's any bigger baseball fans on the entire network here at Fox Sports Radio than you, me, and Ben Maller. As big fans as we are, I see this and it's kind of just part of what goes on. It's part of the story of baseball. And because I love the sport, I love baseball. It's a high-level game being played right now, and that's terrific. But overall for it, yeah, I have my reasons. I got my reasons, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I would say with this, just to back it out, for anybody else out there, maybe you're feeling the same way Jason is, in this regard, I propose that it's that you don't have the emotional connection to the collected group of players, right? Yeah, you're cheering for the U.S., but you don't have that same emotional investment because this is a short-lived experiment. Guys pieced together. You haven't been sweating with these guys, watching them through the minor leagues, except the players on your team or those that came over in various ways, right? The bidding processes as they are, free agency trades, etc. That you don't have that same emotional resonance. Ergo, when if the U.S. were to lose, you're not feeling it in the gut the same way. So I get that. You know, you don't grind for 5.5 months with this squad to this ultimate three-inning affair at this point, right? We're down to the final 2 innings here of the World Baseball Classic. So a little bit of the agitation and the nerves on edge, but not to the same level of, hey, we went through 162 regular season games, we survived spring training, and now we're here through a playoff series and another series and some thrilling wins, injuries, ebb and flow of a season. No, this was kind of like, it's here, ta-da, it's Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look,
and if you didn't get what you want, you'll play with what you had last year.
I think that was the alternate lyrics to "You Can't Always Get What You Want." If you get what you had last year. Now, let's not say that. How about sometimes you just can't find, you get what you need. How about that? We say that. That's a good one.
Well, I mean, that was an Al Bundy thing from a Christmas episode where Peg's got the giant bow on herself. It's like, Peg, why'd you wrap the same stuff I didn't play with last year?
Mike, yeah. Explain to millennials who Al Bundy is, please.
The guy Modern Family, the grandpa.
The guy, hey, wait, the
used
guy
to
who
play
built
a
You have to explain to millennials what Modern Family is.
Actually,
come
it
on,
is
man.
That long ago at this
come
point.
Come on, dude. It's been off the air for a while,
Al Bundy actually built Fox. Yeah, he built Fox.
Dude, it was him, The Simpsons.
Yeah, I think Luke just turned 40. Come on, man. You got to. It's been off the air for a while.
No, not that long.
Sure. I think Luke is
2020. 40.
No, it was longer ago than
Luke
that.
Skywalker?
That ended during the pandemic? No.
It did.
It ended during the pandemic?
Yeah, it was a big... It was.
No.
It did.
No, like 10 years ago, maybe. I think Jason might be right, Mike.
Yeah, I think it ended like
I'm looking at it right
like,
now.
No. It ended
2009
2020?
To 2020.
Sofia Vergara looked good when it ended.
She still does. Why else would I watch that reality show?
But that's the thing is that if Japan wins this game, right, I will move on so fast from this to the regular season. It'll make your head spin. I will be able to move on to change and pivot on a dime.
Pivot!
Oh, Japan, there's the final out. Japan wins it 3-1. Hey, I'm thinking the Mets in the NL East still. I like the Dodgers, but it's going to be a dogfight in the NL. I will move on so fast.
And you know what I'll do?
So fast.
I'll say Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer. 877-99 on Fox.
Timeout. Hey. Jason, are you actually ahead of us?
Why am I ahead of you?
You just said it was a final. 3-1.
I'm saying if it was a fight, I was doing my fake final.
Oh, I don't think we heard.
I'll tell you what, though.
Oh,
Babe Schwarber.
No, I'm ahead of you. I think it was foul ball.
No, you're not.
Nope.
Harmon called the Schwarbomb, and it went out of here.
Wait a minute.
Schwarber.
The last two pitches, he almost hit home runs.
It's deep, and it's not playable.
Wow. Wait a minute.
We got a 3-2 game.
Wear it, Darvish.
Wait a minute. I'm watching this right now. I think Darvish is going to have a home run here. I really do. I think he's going to go long. I think Schwarber's going deep. He was
Padre
really
great Yu Darvish right there. Giving
Yu Darvish probably tipping his pitches. Yu Darvish.
That's what happens when you give a guy an extension, Larry.
Never go full Darvish.
Oh, there it goes. You're right. Home run. 3-2.
Well,
3-2.
Mike, he's way behind.
Yeah, that's a long time. Schwarber rounded the bases and already slapped high fives to everybody in the dugout.
I feel like it was batting practice for him. Like the last two
pitches.
That's
how he rolls.
He nearly hit home runs. Like he's just, I'm going to hit a home run on this. I'm just waiting for the pitch.
They don't call him a babe for nothing, man.
Wow. Wow. All right, so 3-2 now. Japan leading the United States in the championship of the World Baseball Classic.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The World Baseball Classic is over. Japan are your champions. Shohei Ohtani does it all. He closes out the ninth inning, striking out Mike Trout, teammate, to end it. 87-mile-an-hour slider that Trout just waved at. And I remember now I'm thinking one thing, Mike Harmon. I have one thought after this is, boy, Shohei Ohtani is going to look awesome in a Mets uniform at the deadline. It's going to be so
awesome. Turn his mic
awesome.
Off, Alex.
So
you guys are just going to be fighting, the two of you, all night long now.
Mets and the Dodgers.
He's a Dodger. No, he's a Met. He's a Dodger. You know what? As of tonight, just like Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer, he's a member of the crappy Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and he's got a giant medal or whatever they gave him that makes him look like he's Flavor Flav out on the field.
Let me ask you this. Let's be honest with me. Yeah. On a level of 1 to 10, how excited was Rob Manfred to have to actually interact with players? What do you think he was at the end?
I'd give it a 1.5. He knew the photo would get taken, and still shots would show up on websites and stuff. You know, he's not looking forward to the video that makes him look sullen and defeated. But the photo op with Shohei Ohtani, who were you again? It was great.
Yeah, do you think he really knew who Shohei was?
He didn't know anybody
was. He had
no
idea.
He had no idea. He said, no, listen. He goes, hey, here's a trophy. Well, let's see. WBC doesn't really have an owner, right? Does Japan have an owner? No. There's no owner. Fine, I'll take a couple of pictures, but then I'm done. Right? I'm done. I got to go. That's great. I'm smiling here. Okay, great. What do you mean I got to shake hands with the players? I don't talk to players. This was not okay. Fine. I'll do it just this once, but that's it. I'm never going to do it again, but I'll do it just this once for you, for the World Baseball Classic.
Well, why not? You got to do it, and then you can go into hiding for the rest of the regular season. Give one or two more state of baseball addresses, and then we don't have to see you until the All-Star break when you hand someone the keys to a truck.
So think about this for 1 second, how bad the Angels really are, guys. They have Trout and Ohtani on their team, and they can't even make the bleeping playoffs.
No,
an expanded playoffs.
I mean, no, but just
think
really.
About that for a second.
Two
I know the Mets are bad. The Mets are horrible.
Stop.
But the Angels, I mean, at least the Mets got into the play-in or whatever it was.
At least the Mets did their job at the top of the ninth inning. Jeff McNeil walked. Dodgers grounded into a double play. Mookie Betts, thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing right there.
You know, he.
Absolutely nothing.
Mookie L. Betts.
No, but look, we're only going to have to worry about this for the next 4 months, because then the Mets are going to get him and give him $500 million, and we're good to go.
You know money's worth more in L.A., right?
How about 10 years and five? Hey, Shohei, you're 30, but how about 10 years and $500 million? How about that? Is that good? Can I give you that? I mean, that might stretch Steve Cohen, who I think Steve Cohen makes like $42 million a month. Oh, no, every 2 weeks he makes $40 million. I think that's what he does. $40 million every 2 weeks. So he would have
to work.
And
give zero to charity, by the way.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Are you kidding? He has to pay. He pays the Mets, and the Mets.
Well, that is a charity. You're right. The Mets are a charity.
And the Mets keep their fans happy. No, he's got to work probably a good, let's see, hang on. So it's $80 million in a month. He's got to work. Wow. He's got to work like almost 6 months to pay Shohei Ohtani for the next 10 years.
Like, how he says work? That guy doesn't work.
That's a lot of stuff, man. I mean, you're a head. You do a lot of hedge fund stuff.
That means waking up.
Yeah.
When you're hedge funding.
And going to your other analysts and saying, how's the math look on today? Any indices that are moving that we need to make any larger moves on? Nah, we shuffle from this fund to the other. Okay, cool. I'm going back to bed.
Smith makes it seem like the guy's blue collar, taking his lunchbox and helmet
Ford
to work.
I'm a Ford truck man. That's what I drive. He's up there putting shingles on the roof.
Doesn't matter. $500 million for Shohei Ohtani. You know what? Why don't we start at that? It'll be 10 years, $500 million.
So we'll give me a dime, give me a quarter. I got a dime. I got five. I got 505, 505, 505, 515. Back there in the back. Wait, that guy looks like he's the same guy bidding against himself. I will not be beaten.
$500 million? The Guggenheims will sell a painting.
Oh, man. They're throwing Shohei Ohtani up in the air right now on the field. See, this is what happened to Edwin Diaz. You guys don't want to tempt fate. They're thrown up in the air like 25.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. They want it all. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't want him to get hurt, and the Mets can't trade for him at the deadline. He's going to be out for the season, and we
can't
trade for him.
Stop wishing that on Ohtani.
Yeah,
okay?
What are you doing?
He's good.
I mean, Tyshirt's going to come down the line and choke you out.
That's his guy right here.
Yeah, Tyshirt. Yeah, he does.
Ohtani-san!
Yeah, no. Hey, Tyshirt, Ohtani, who does he play for?
Japan.
Yeah, right.
Nicely done!
Just watch.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, in Major League Baseball,
dude. Yeah, Major League Japan.
Right, okay. And what position does he play?
He's going to be on the Dodgers soon, so it's all good.
No, but what position does he play for whatever
team?
Well,
right now I just saw him pitching, so obviously a pitcher.
Oh, very good. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
All right.
And by the way, if Tyshirt says he's going to the Dodgers, it's happening. Book it.
Oh, World Baseball Classic. Japan beats United States 3-2. And look, I'll give you this, right? I said it last hour. I am the best World Baseball Classic fan there is because I can be excited for the game, and when the United States loses, I can move on, right? I've moved on, right? Clearly, I've moved on. It's easy. It's okay. We're into the regular season. We're getting at the end of spring training and everything. That's awesome. You're looking at buying all the big spring training hats on discount at all the different hat websites. Yes, yes, yes. We're moving on to the regular season. But then we get this from Rob Manfred, who had this today about the next World Baseball Classic. He has a desire for the next World Baseball Classic. He said today, quote, the WBC will 100% return in 2026, right? That's awesome, right? I'm coming back in 2026. Quote, it's great the guys that we have, he told a small scrum of reporters, but I'd like to see pitching staffs that are the same quality as our position players. He wants star pitchers in the next World Baseball Classic. Many star pitchers were told, yeah, no, you can't come and pitch here because we're worried about you getting hurt. Why they didn't tell Edwin Diaz that, I have no idea.
Well, because he said good pitchers.
The Dodgers told he's the best closer in the game. Stop. The Dodgers told Clayton Kershaw you can't go. Many times. So we didn't see the best pitchers in the game coming because, yeah, when you have teams saying, we don't think this is great for pitchers because they could get hurt, what does that tell you about having the tournament where you're at right now? When many teams are saying, hey, they shouldn't have, and you should have told Edwin Diaz to stay home, but they didn't, so I got to live with that. But this tells you about the whole thing with the pitchers. But Rob Manfred doesn't care. He said, quote, I'm not lobbying. It's having facts to support it. Pitching in high leverage situations like these are that actually helps players develop. So just think about how crazy-ass that sounds for a second, okay? Think about this for a second. He said, okay, pitching in high leverage situations like this helps players develop.
Yeah.
He wants to bring in star pitchers that presumably, if you're a star pitcher, I think you're pretty well developed. I think you pretty much know how to get things done over the course of 162-game regular season and the playoffs. This is not, hey, we're bringing up a guy from AAA and this is going to help him develop because we're going to put him in a high-leverage situation. You're talking about the best pitchers in the world who have already pitched at high levels and know what they're doing, and you're saying they can develop? He sounds like a guy that's never seen a baseball game before.
No.
Help the guy develop?
No,
what do you mean the guy
develop?
You need Justin Verlander? Verlander needs the World Baseball. Boy, Justin Verlander win another Cy Young.
We
maybe
said
five
good
more
pitchers.
Cy Youngs.
We said,
I mean,
good pitchers.
No. But I think what he's saying there, and allow me to try to crawl inside the mind.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, and that's why I'm prefacing it as I am, is the idea that just like you're getting high leverage at bats, big moments, you're ramping up to opening day. And for the pitchers, it's the same thing. Not, hey, we're going to test them on a big stage because they're coming along and they're going to be the next star. No. It's that your iron sharpens iron. You'd be doing this work in Arizona or Florida anyway. So let's get you in here and really make this thing take off to a whole other level. That's what he's trying to say.
I don't know. I think he talked about developing in high leverage situations.
Developers.
I think if
I got 1,300 toilets.
Listen, remember, and here's where I find fault with your entire entire line of argument. And you're going to say, Jason, you're right. Rob Manfred doesn't care about the well-being of the players. He doesn't care.
Did I say he had anything?
He doesn't care. He just wants stars. Is it good for the players? I don't care. I don't care about the players. I care about money, the game, and the owners. I don't care about the players. There has not been a commissioner who has shown he cares about the players less than Rob Manfred. He doesn't care. Developing. You're Rob Manfred talking about developing.
Come on. Pushing towards opening day. Why not do it here on a big stage?
No.
That has great global meaning. I mean, look at the people coming together.
I really was waiting for him to say at the end of that press conference with a reporter saying, so, you know, maybe I make them all come next time. Maybe I make all the pitchers come. Well, or I find a way to suspend you from the league by not coming for the next World Baseball Classic.
I would say that would be fairly interesting if he tried to have that kind of power. Here's a great quote. Mark DeRosa, USA manager, Bob Nightingale on Twitter. Quote, it was kind of scripted. I just wish it went the other way.
No.
Baseball fans won tonight.
Yeah. No, not
not American ones.
Not American baseball fans. Japanese baseball fans and anybody who hates America, they all won tonight. Ah, America, they win all. They have all the best players. We're excited that they lost this game. No, they're all excited, but we're not excited.
All right, I had to ask.
Can we believe Nightingale when he tweets something out? How's that work?
Something like that, I think we can. I don't think we...
Would you like to see if I could find that quote from somebody else?
Let me make sure we double check that quote right there. I mean, could you really sit here? You just watched a pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, the best closer, get knocked out for the year. And he says, yeah, I want more star pitchers there next time. The teams have told you, we don't really like the guys there for that. We don't think this is something they should. I want more star pitchers. I mean, how tone deaf do you have to be? Really? He's the commissioner of the game. And then to give that lame excuse of, well, it helps them develop. God, really? I'd love to see Max Scherzer, him to make Max Scherzer come. Well, it wouldn't be Max Scherzer because he'd be retired. But let's just say he tells Ohtani next time, hey, Ohtani, really need you to come to this World Bank because we think this can help you develop
in terms of players that didn't come, do you remember anybody else outside of Kershaw where it became an issue?
No, because
where there was something expressed like he wanted to go and then couldn't? Like I don't think there was any other.
You know why? Because fans agree with me, even if they don't say it. They don't want their pitchers there. Nobody wants their pitchers at this thing. Nobody does.
Jason, do you really think for 1 second that Manfred knew that Edwin Diaz pitched this World Baseball Classic? Come on,
or that he was terribly concerned that he'd be injured jumping up and down after winning a game.
No,
yay!
He doesn't.
Champion.
No. He has no idea.
Like he was jumping up and down like Sly Stallone and Carl Weathers after the race. Yeah. No, that's how he got hurt.
Telling you, man. Rob,
that happens.
Let's get star pitchers been next time.
Jumping around. Thanks, he could have been listening to Jump by the Pointer Sisters and gotten hurt.
Rob Manfred walks around like Rocky Balboa punched him in the head.
Seems like lately everybody wants to beat me up.
Hey, Dad, where'd you get that shiner?
Same friend.
Hey, okay, Dad.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is
finally here. I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come. Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Japan beats the United States 3-2 to win the World Baseball Classic. Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout to win it for Japan. And it was just a couple of days ago, a young, enterprising reporter looking to make a name for himself named John Paul Morosi, getting to cover the World Baseball Classic. Insider for MLB Network. Nobody knows more about the WBC than John Paul does. He joins us from the World Baseball Classic now, where he was a guy that said a couple of days ago, you know, there's no other way the WBC ends than Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout with the entire tournament on the line. Fast forward to tonight, JP, play the lotto, man. That was some kind of prediction.
Well, good evening, or good morning, I should say. I've got some work to do to be able to be that prescient in other things that probably hold a bit more importance in life. But no, this was an extraordinary night, and I was privileged to watch it. And obviously, I was working on our World Feed broadcast produced through Major League Baseball Network, and so I was actually at field level watching it. And I said to myself tonight, I just kind of put my microphone down and I just watched, because I didn't want to be thinking too much about what's he going to throw here, what's Trout going to do, what does it mean for someone's legacy. It was just being grateful and appreciative that we had this moment with 36,000 fans and millions of people around the world watching this one thing. And, you know, we've talked before about what this tournament can be. And I think that's probably, on some level, there are still some conversations to be had about what it will be even more. But for now, it's about what it is and what it is right now. And I had players saying to me after the game, this is one of the most meaningful things they've ever been a part of in their lives. Mark DeRosa, I know he feels that way. So what more can we say than just this tournament is a brilliant showcase of what makes this sport special. And there is no greater advertisement for what the game can be than what it already is, than what this tournament already shows us. So I hope that if you're listening right now, that you enjoyed it as much as I did, and that we can already start thinking about the days and counting down to the next one.
Well, JP, I just want to say this. Shohei Ohtani put out a statement about 5 minutes ago saying this is the greatest moment of his life. Which will wind up being greater, this moment or when he gets traded to the Mets at the deadline?
Oh,
like, is those
well,
two big moments, go. JP? Those two big moments coming
He may have to put out a second statement. You never know. Addendum to the statement. But this is, guys, this goes so far beyond to where what happens in this tournament and what happens on this night, especially when you consider how meaningful baseball is in Japan, it does transcend. It is a lifetime achievement. And you've got, in one case, Yu Darvish, who was the guy that threw the last out of the 2009 WBC at Dodger Stadium. He was still part of this now 14 years later, which is a pretty big achievement to be that great for that long, that you could be part of victorious WBC runs 14 years apart is a pretty powerful thing to be able to say. And I think, too, that it does not surprise me at all that Ohtani described it that way, that he described it in such extraordinary terms. He's still, obviously, in the scope of life, a very young man, but I suspect that for a lot of these players, this is the achievement of a lifetime, because it matters that much. This is the national team in Japan is what the national team means to soccer fans in Brazil or Italy or Argentina or Spain or Germany, to where it's constantly being discussed. Who is on the national team? Who's the guy? Who are the people that we trust the most? And I think that we are getting closer to that in our country. We really are. I mean, on the pitching side, we may have a little more work to do. But in the position player group, you could not have asked for more than what we had. Sure, Aaron Judge would have been great. But aside from that, I there's not even a single wish or a want that you could possibly look at with this team and have. So I think Team USA did a great job. Japan was one run better in the end. Doesn't mean that the roster was flawed from the U.S., and doesn't mean that Japan's roster was perfect. It just means that Japan was one run better in one game. And I would love, by the way, and I've said this before, I would love to see a 7-game series between these teams sometime in November in the future, where you've got half at Dodger Stadium, half at Tokyo Dome, or take your pick on the West Coast, and really have a showdown series that really is powerful and carries some significant weight about where the game is going.
So the questions about Aaron Judge will persist. I like that Mike Trout after the game said, so Ohtani got round one. So he's already hugging him goodbye or what?
Well, no, I mean, he got round one, which means that 3 years from now, Trout's looking for another chance. That's what he's talking about. And, you know, does it mean that Ohtani's going to get traded? I mean, I'll put it this way. I don't think this result makes a trade any more or less likely from an Angels perspective. I think it's still what it always has been, which is, if anything, maybe I'll say this. It opened the eyes of the world to what a great competitor he is, okay? So we know what a great player, what a great talent he is, but we're going to find out what a great competitor he is by how he handles himself in this venue, and my gosh, oh, flying colors. Couldn't ask for more. Because I think there's an emotional side of him that we just didn't see in Anaheim, because they just haven't been competitive and relevant lately. But my gosh, he was hitting doubles, and then you saw him pumping his fists and just all the emotion. It's just perfect.
After the final out, the glove goes, the hat goes. He's spinning
the final
around.
Out was amazing. I mean, that was exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, I watched that. That all happened about 50, 60 feet away from me, because I was right next to the Japan's dugout. And I'll tell you, one of the coolest things that I saw during the game was Shohei running back and forth and going back to warm up to come back. Oh, it's beautiful. It was just a beautiful thing. The logistics of it, you know, I credit on our world feed, Bill Bolin, our producer, and Jason Lobb, our director, for really just following Shohei, because that he was, for those innings, he was the story. Where is he? Where is he going? Is he warming up? What's next? I just think that a lot of that was just perfectly done, and credit to Bill and Jason and Dave Fleming and Yonder Alonso upstairs. It was a lot of fun to work on that show.
John Paul Morosi with us, MLB Network, Fox Sports Radio Insider, live from the World Baseball Classic. All right, now before we get to what Rob Manfred said earlier today, what was your favorite moment covering it? From covering it, take us inside a little bit. Your favorite moment of the WBC, and if you even rhyme anything that sounds like Diaz, this is your last appearance. No. What was your favorite moment of
So I would say, it's the subtle times. It's when you're in the manager meetings. And I love the conversations because the managers are a little more relaxed. It's sort of for our own background, and during the broadcast, so it's not as much for like, to be shared, tweeted immediately. It's more for our own background information, but you can obviously share it as the broadcast goes along. And so before the game yesterday, I asked the great Kuriyama-san, the manager, Hideki Kuriyama of Team Japan, about if he's talked about the possibility of Shohei pitching in the next couple days. And his eyes just kind of lit up. He just kind of like looked at me and like raised his eyes and smiled a bit. And cause as the translation was coming to him, because he speaks pretty good English, but he had to wait on the translation. And the translation came back. Basically the exact words were something along the lines of, We have had this conversation, and for now, I will keep it a secret. it was perfect, because he kind of told you without telling you, and there was just a little bit of a mystery about it all, which is what it should be. It's like, life still needs to be spontaneous. Like we can't have it all planned out. And that answer he gave me was just so perfect. And he's just such a wonderful man. It was just a really cool moment. And I think too, you get a chance to really see how much it means to these players. Trout, I interviewed Mike a couple different times after US wins, and how he was saying it was the coolest thing he's done in baseball. And Adam Wainwright has been a World Series champion, saying basically the same thing. Guys, it's just it was so just affirming of what we do and what we believe in international baseball, that the greatest players had the same joy, and then that you also saw Great Britain's manager Drew Spencer getting a huge win and Drew's reaction. So there's so many cool moments, but it's those personal interactions where you get a real chance to see what it means to these managers and these players. I think Kuriyama-san telling me we've had that conversation and it's going to be a secret was just perfect. And it was just the right amount of intrigue and mystery that just made me smile.
JP, last one for you real quick. Rob Manfred talking about the pitching side of the equation, because you love what you got, a murderer's row 1-9. On the mound, incentivizing, how do you maybe bolster that side of the roster?
It's a great question. I don't know. I think that it's important to get buy-in, and maybe with the right players and the right teams, we'll get a scenario where the right pitchers are all lined up and feeling good and ready to go. I don't know that you need to do, and nor should you, by the way. There's no way... No way that anybody should feel like they have to, financially incentivize or otherwise a pitcher to participate for his country. I just think that's not what we need to do, in my opinion. I do think that we need to get more buy-in and more information to the teams and to the players and their agents about the value of this. And I'll tell you what, the pitchers who are going back to their camps and talking about what it meant, that will do a lot of the selling for us as a baseball community. I would, if there are incentives to do, fine, but I don't think that they should necessarily be financial. I don't think we need to do that, because I think the tournament itself is as great as it needs to be. And if you're a pitcher and if you look at this and if you say, no thanks, then I just don't know what to say to you guys, because it's the coolest competition going. It's just so much fun to watch.
All right, Edwin Diaz is allowed to say no next time. Just like he's the one guy, he's allowed to say no.
He can say no.
He is allowed to say no. All right, thank you.
He's a quitter. No.
Oh, JP, as always, thank you so much. Thanks for staying up so late, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
My pleasure, guys. I promise you I'll have some very strong NL East takes ready for you guys next week, okay?
Hey, quick recovery, buddy. Season's upon us.
Quick turnaround. I feel like I'm ready to go to the winter meetings, but it's not. It's actually just quite the opposite.
I'm ready to go to the winter meetings.
He's the best.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.